You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Gatling, Tennessee to Bonn, Germany, Hobart, Tasmania to the College of the Stations, Texas, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe. Around the globe.
That is correct, Mark. From Gatling, Tennessee, we'll start off that today. Did you hear about the suspension bridge that they're opening up next week in Gatlinburg? The largest suspension bridge in the country.
No,
and
I did not hear that.
It's right down the road from Dollywood. Where they got the Titanic, too?
The Titanic Museum, right?
Gatlinburg, where they got the Titanic.
And okay.
We were there, 10 years? What were we doing out there?
We're on our way to the Kentucky Derby. We flew into South Carolina because we booked our flight late.
Yeah, right.
There were no other flights going into Louisville, so we had to fly into South Carolina. I forget what city that was.
Right.
Was it South Carolina?
It was South Carolina. It was a big city. It was a big city. Not that big. It was a small airport. Remember, it was smaller than Burbank Airport.
Spalding, something like that. I'll have to look into it because now I'm really curious.
Yeah. Let me get this thing set up here.
Anyway, back to Gatlinburg.
It's kind of like Niagara Falls or Hollywood where they got all those crazy things, Ripley's.
Right.
And
it was cool. It was cool. Who are those hillbillies that had the notorious feud?
Hatfields and McCoys.
They had some show there, the Hatfields and the McCoys show.
Oh, did they really?
Because
that was on the border between Kentucky and West Virginia for the Hatfields and McCoys.
Well, they had the show there.
Yeah.
It was real nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
so what do you got?
Yeah, well, let's start off with the birthdays today, Mark. We got a bunch of good ones today. You'll find this kind of entertaining, I think. Some big ones, some little ones. Some people have no idea.
Okay.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. How old do you think he is?
43.
Boy, he's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
He's 46 today.
Okay, well, I was pretty close.
Yeah, you're pretty close. David Beckham.
40.
43.
Okay, another guy.
43,
close, yeah.
approaching 50 there before you know it. And big happy birthday, Mark, to Harris J today. He's a pop star. He's 21 today.
J-A-Y, Harris J.
Harris
I like the
J.
First name. Just like Harris Yulin.
Yeah.
Yulin.
You know who else birthday is today, Mark? Another pop singer?
Who?
Bam Bam.
Oh, Bam Bam.
Bam Bam's 21.
Oh, so like just 21?
Just 21, Bam Bam, yeah. How about Princess Charlotte?
She's 3 today, right?
3 today. 3 today. And how about YouTube?
Are you sure 3?
That's what the charts put there.
Because I saw on the news that they said 4 today.
Well, I guess Google could be wrong.
Okay.
Mr. Nightmare, YouTube star, Mark, he celebrates 26 candles on his birthday cake today. Mr. Nightmare is 26. Donatella Versace.
I'd say she's 63.
And looking all those 63.
How old is she?
63.
I got it right in the butt.
You did, but do you have any idea how old Yum Soda is? He's
20.
A 17-year-old YouTuber.
Again, I'm only off by 3.
Yeah. Kyle Busch, race car driver, NASCAR.
Yeah.
He's 33 today.
Wow.
And let's not forget, Mark, Finn Gray, the 16-year-old TikTok star. We're still trying to figure out what the hell TikTok is.
I don't know what TikTok is.
I don't either.
Other than
but
the sound of a watch.
Bethany Link is 15, and she's a Funi Mate star.
Wow, that's crazy.
And rounding my lot today, Mark, celebrating 66 candles on her birthday cake today, Christine Baranski.
How old are you? 66?
That's all I got for you.
I like her. I like her work. I like everything Christine Baranski's done.
She was on The Good Wife, and now she's on what?
The Good Life.
The Good Life.
Or The Good Lie, something like that. It's a CBS online thing. Okay, so we got a busy show today.
We're going to try to get us going here on Facebook, Mark.
That's right. We are on Facebook Live right now. If you go to latalkradio.com, Facebook, or Google LA Talk Radio, Facebook, but you'll see us live today.
Yeah.
Busy show today. A lot of stuff to talk about, and we've got an in-studio guest, Anzu Lawson. She's a Hollywood actress. Well, actually, she's much more than a Hollywood actress. Great. She's much more than a Hollywood actress. And when I say Hollywood actress, I guess that's an understatement. American actress, singer, songwriter, comedian, playwright, director. She could be currently seen on the hit NBC series Chicago Med. Anyhow, she's coming in about 20 minutes, so we'll play catch up with her to see what she's up to and what she's been doing. And I know she's got a big project coming out in July or June of this year, so we're going to talk to her about that. So again, like I said, busy show, and the Harris Brothers, we have a busy weekend this weekend as well.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. I was going to get the information about the Countess, and I was going to, so we could do a piece on the Countess, too, and then send it over to them to see what happens about that.
Oh, yeah. The Hat Contest.
Going on this,
Hat Contest, right?
No.
Or what Contest?
The Countess.
Oh, the Countess. I thought you said the Contest.
Anyhow, a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and this weekend starts tomorrow. It's well, I guess it starts tomorrow. It's the LA Food Bowl. Is that what it's called? The LA Food Bowl?
LAFoodBowl.com. It's a partnership with LA Times for an entire month.
Well, one of the things that's participating with the LA Food Bowl this week, this month, is Effervescence LA. And that's a tough word to say, you know, effervescence. Because sometimes
effervescent.
Is it effer or effer?
Effer. How about spelling it?
EFFERVESCENCELA.com. Effervescence.com or EffervescenceLA.com. These guys and Krug, the House of Krug Champagne, is behind a lot of this Effervescent LA stuff that's going on starting tomorrow. Matt and I are going to be participating or joining in one of the events this weekend, which is called the More Bubbles Brunch, which is kind of cool sounding thing. It's More Bubbles Brunch.
Gotta love it.
It's this Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, from 11 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. The popular More Bubbles Brunch melds a walk-around tasting of sparkling wines from Italy, Spain, USA, England, New Zealand, South Africa, and beyond, with a sumptuous brunch. I like the way that sounds. Sumptuous brunch menu. Prepared by Chef Nancy Silverton. Guests will experience the diversity of grapes and sparkling wine styles from around the world amidst the colorful and contemporary indoor and outdoor space of Headley and Bennett. I love the indoor and outdoor ambiance.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's supposed to be a good day on Sunday, too, right? Weather-wise, about 78 degrees.
Headley and Bennett's a woman-owned and operated apron factory that is downtown on the border of Fashion District in downtown L.A. At 3864 South Santa Fe Avenue. Now, this is going to be a great brunch, which is part of the Effervescence L.A. The idea for Effervescence was inspired by Olivier Krug. I love that name, Olivier Krug, a sixth-generation member of the Krug family and director of the Champagne House. Olivier was visiting Los Angeles and was so impressed with our city's culinary diversity and thirst for bubbles that he suggested they hold this event here in Los Angeles, which is great. Again, I'm going to give the website again.
Is this the first food bowl? Second.
I don't know about food bowl, but this is the second annual Effervescent LA. EFFERVESCENCELA.com. Saturday night, they're having the gala dinner. I love anything that's got gala written in front of it.
Is it gala or gala?
I guess it depends who, you know, however you want to say
it. Yeah, sure.
I say gala.
How do you,
right?
Yeah, it's funny. I heard it. Somebody mentioned it yesterday, and I used to say gala too, but the way this person said gala, I'm thinking, I think I like gala.
Yeah, this thing's taking place. It's Saturday, and renowned female chefs Nancy Silverton, who is the first woman to win the James Beard Foundation's Outstanding Chef Award, and Dominique Crin, also James Beard Foundation's 2018 Best Chef, and first woman in the U.S. to receive 3 Michelin stars.
Wow.
Along with Chef Suzanne.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Owner of Jar Restaurant, she'll be the host of this year's not-to-be-missed Effervescence LA Gala Dinner. Now, that's taking place Saturday night. It's at Jar, and that's 8225 Beverly Boulevard. And all the gala dinner guests can enter a raffle to win a 49-piece service for 8 of Bottega del Vino's handmade lead-free crystal. Boy, that sounds cool.
49-piece.
49-piece, yeah.
Wow.
This event also, it starts tomorrow, the Krug Collector Dinner at 71 Above, which is that restaurant at the top of the...
Sky Deck.
Right.
Or...
Tallest building, or it used to be the tallest building west of the Mississippi, but it's now Library Tower. I think it's called Library Tower.
I don't know.
It's the U.S. Bank building, one of those.
But is it OUI?
Or, that's right, the OUI building.
Yeah, right.
So it's taking place at 71 Above, and they're going to kick off this once-in-a-lifetime dinner for champagne collectors, hosted by Krug Champagne at 71 Above in downtown Los Angeles. Winemaker Jérôme Jacquet will share stories and insight into the legendary house. Current releases and as well as very rare library releases will be paired with a special menu prepared by Chef Vartan Abergajan. These names, it's getting out of my
Well, you're pronouncing pretty darn well. I'm actually kind of surprised, but
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a great event. It's Friday, Saturday. There's also grand champagne tastings at the Lion Hotel in the Koreatown area of Los Angeles. This starts at 12 noon. This goes to 4 p.m. And again, this is at the Lion Hotel in Koreatown. So that's in the afternoon. And then you've got more tastings at 1 o'clock and then 2 o'clock. So there's stuff going on from Friday through Sunday. So if you're a champagne lover like I know we are, go to EffervescenceLA.com. Tickets are still available for all the events. Go today, go tomorrow, go Saturday, go Sunday, go all the days, and you know, pass the word, spread the word, because this is going to be a great event. And we were going on Sunday for the brunch, so when we come back on our next show, we will definitely let you know how fantastic that was. So thanks again. Go. Right.
Yeah. Speaking of the chef that's hosting this thing.
Yeah.
Three Michelin awards. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's very, very impressive. So we're looking forward to that. Looks like Matt just got a phone call and he has to step out for a few moments. So, and you don't get a phone call in the office or when you're live on the radio unless it's heavy duty. So I don't know. Something happened. So he had to step out. So I will be conducting the show, at least for the time being, myself. Lots going on. We got the Kentucky Derby happening on Saturday. And, you know, the Harris brothers will – we love the Kentucky Derby. We went there, I think it was 8 years in a row. In the last couple of years, we did not make it to the Derby. So the next best place to be if you're not at the Derby is here at Santa Anita in Arcadia, California. They've got many different options available to see the race. What we've been doing for years now has been the Chandelier Room, which is fantastic, and it's overlooking the track. You have brunches prepared. They've got alcohol. Beautiful setting. They've got usually they either have a DJ performing or a jazz band that performs there too, which is kind of cool. So this Saturday we'll be at Santa Anita, and they've got a lot of things going on. They're also having a hat contest. So if you're going, make sure you dress to impress and bring your favorite hat and watch the race. Now, Bob Baffert, if you are a fan of horse racing like we are, Bob Baffert is the two-time Triple Crown winning trainer who's won the Kentucky Derby six times, and I think he's won 15 Triple Crown races and then two Triple Crowns. So, I mean, he is by far the most famous trainer, more or less, in the history of racing. Everybody knows him. And he's a nice guy. I met him myself at Santa Anita when American Pharoah came back from its wins a few years ago. Now, this Sunday, Bob's got three horses in the race. And the favorite, which was, Omaha Beach, was scratched yesterday. He had some sort of problem with breathing, I think. So they had to pull him. So Omaha Beach is out. So that leaves three favorites. Now, I myself personally like Roadster. Roadster won the Santa Anita Derby a few weeks ago. I also like his other horse. Oh, what's his other horse? His other horse is Game Winner.
And then about that, Mark. Back here.
So what's all good?
Family emergency. Well, not good. You know, Esther was... You know, okay. We'll talk afterwards. Okay. But
and then his third horse is Improbable. Now, the first two are more, I mean, I'm thinking Roadster or Game Winner. I think these two are going to be head-to-head, neck-to-neck near the in the ending of the race. But I'm betting on Roadster to win, Game Winner to place, and Improbable to show. And then I always like to throw in a 50-to-1-er or a 30-to-1-er, and Master Fencer is a 50-to-1-er, so I'm going to put him on my list.
To what, Winner to show?
To show.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want Roadster to win, Game Winner to place, and Improbable to show, and then Master Fence to show for 50-to-1, and then I always like to throw in, there's two 50-to-1s, Grey Magician. So two 50-to-1ers.
Grey Magician, okay.
Grey Magician, so, 50-to-1, and Master Fencer is 50-to-1. SantaAnita.com, it's in Arcadia, you got to go check this place out. If you're not going to be at the Kentucky Derby, where else can you see it?
Yeah, right? You know, like Kieran and I were talking, you know, the Will Rogers State Park has something. But when you think about it, Mark, that's, I mean, there's no gambling there. There's no, I mean, they have polo, but there's no horse racing. I guess when it comes down to either watching it at home or going to Santa Anita or having your own party, I guess the Will Rogers Park would be the next best thing to go to.
But were they going to have big screens?
Yeah, yeah, they're going to, I mean, but other than that.
It's just a party. It's
right,
just not the
yeah.
Bed.
So there's, unless you're at a racetrack across the country, specifically Santa Anita, which has the best.
Yeah. Without question.
Yeah, and if you're not at the Derby, I guess if we didn't, but
at 75
so
bucks,
I would assume you were talking 80.
Oh, 80.
That's the low end.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the low end.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would be on a plane right now to.
Yeah, Thursdays. We always fly on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Thursday night was the get together over there at the golf house. Where you met,
The cocktail
Evander
thing.
Holyfield thing.
Yeah.
And Thursday night was also the Pegasus
Parade. Oh, man.
Pegasus Parade Thursday night.
Wow.
Then Friday is.
How's the weather in Louisville? Did you check?
Yeah, not today, but the other day looked good.
Oh, boy.
Actually, looked yesterday sloppy on Saturday.
But for today?
I don't know. But then Friday is the Kentucky Oaks. And then Friday night is where all the parties happen.
Yeah.
Because Saturday night after the race, because it ends like it's about 6:30 or something, or 7 o'clock, it takes you an hour to get out of Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not a party night afterwards. Yeah. But there are some parties.
Yeah.
But all the big parties and gatherings
Thursday
are
and
taking
Friday.
Place Friday. Right. Thursday and Friday.
Friday's
a big night.
So we knew if we would be in Louisville this weekend, we have lots to do. But this weekend here, there's lots to do. I mean, Santa Barbara Polo opens up this weekend.
Yeah.
We're invited to that. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to attend. There is the champagne event that you were talking about, which is on Sunday.
It starts tomorrow, Friday, Saturday,
for a whole month. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as what we were invited to, the Renaissance Fair started last weekend.
Yep.
We're invited to attend that this weekend as well.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to trying to squeeze that in some capacity. Renaissance Fair is always fun, especially when the tastemakers get to attend and talk about it. It's been going on for, I think, over 40 years.
Yep. Heck, we went 40 years ago when it was at Agoura for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were kids.
Yeah. So lots of things going on this weekend and then a week till Mother's Day. So I know we were talking about that earlier. Get your pocketbook, your checkbook ready for that because every year it seems to get more and more expensive.
And my wife's birthday is always the Mother's Day weekend. So
I would say you get the double dip.
So
my wife's birthday was last week. It's a week apart, but it's almost the same. Any word on that royal baby? Wasn't that royal baby supposed to be born this week?
They're not going to announce it until they're ready to announce it. She may have already had it. And
wow.
I think they're just doing everything too non-traditional. So
we'll talk about
that in a minute. But right now I want to talk about one of these brands. And we've got an upcoming
couple events coming
event
up.
Coming up in July. We're hosting the ESPY Awards Celebrity Gifting Suite in Hollywood. And one of the brands that's coming on board that's going to be with us is Nirvana Bars. And that's nirvanabars.com. Carefully sourced ingredients promoting relief from inflammation associated with exercise. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made
with organic matcha tea, organic ginger, turmeric root extract, organic bee trout, and organic Montmorency tart cherries. Well, what's that? We're five flights up over here and we can hear the truck
back in there.
Nirvana harnessing nature's secrets. Nothing artificial. 12G protein, high fiber, no trans fat, gluten free, made in the USA. In many traditions of Buddhism, Nirvana means to blow out the flame of pain and sufficiently caused by activities of everyday life.
Wow.
Right? I mean, that's a mouthful.
Where could I get one, Mark? Do you know where I could get one?
Right now, you can get it at nirvanabars.com.
Yep.
I guess I don't know any other locations here in the L.A. area where they sell it, but we're going to find that out soon.
Yeah, they just recently signed on, so I would assume we'll get some more.
We'll mention that on our next show. But these sound like these are as healthy nutrition bars as you can get. And in this day and age...
Health is wealth, Mark.
And if you're on the run... Pick up a Nirvana bar, and I think you're pretty much good to go because it's as healthy as can be. And the fact that that they're made in USA, I think, is fantastic.
Yeah, that's like would that be like a protein bar too?
I think so because it sounds like it's got
12G all your nutrients,
protein, high fiber, no trans fat, gluten free, made in the USA. So this sounds fantastic. Go to.
I wish you had one right now.
I do too.
Yeah,
but we'll have it soon enough.
Yeah.
Go to nirvanabars.com. I'm sure you can order these online. If you can't, we'll find out where you can get it here in the Los Angeles area in our next show. So, again, Nirvana Bars, thanks for participating in our upcoming event. We look forward to having you and seeing you.
Yeah, speaking of our upcoming event, we are doing the ESPYs. We're going to be doing the Emmys later in the year. We've got a Mother's Day promotion going on, too, for Hollywood moms, I think. Did you already talk about the...
Well, no, and usually I break that down. I don't do back-to-back promos, but what else is going on?
Let's see. Last weekend, we were fortunate enough to be on the guest list for our our favorite soiree of the year, the Su Wang, fashion designer Su Wang, her birthday party.
How about that? That was
And everybody's been used for the last week prior to the party and after the party. Epic is the word that is consistently used with not only us when we're describing the party, but other people that are sharing pictures, postings, and making comments. Is it safe to say, Mark, on your end, was it an epic party?
I think it was. Yeah. I mean, what makes Sue's party so epic, we like to compare it to like a Truman Capote or an Andy Warhol party of the 60s and 70s. You have this eclectic mix of celebrities, sport people, actresses,
artists, dancers,
influencers,
fashion people, Harris twins.
Just a mix of everything. And then on top of that, I think they had the biggest selection of booze at any of her parties previously.
This was the biggest party I think she's ever had.
Yeah. There was gin, there was champagne, there was tequila.
Wine. Lots of champagne.
And
the dessert bar was huge.
Dessert bar by Porto's.
Porto's and Sprinkles.
Yeah.
When
a plate of sprinkles finished, there was another plate of sprinkles back again.
Yeah, that's
so,
a huge plus.
It was, when you say epic, I think epic is the best way to describe this thing because...
It covered all aspects of a good party, and that's not to mention the location, the world-famous historic Cedars, where
right.
Jimi Hendrix lived, Johnny Depp. Did she say Bela Lugosi?
Billionaire
Howard Hughes.
Jeez, listen to
us. You
had a mixture of everything. Yeah. You know, a red carpet, press was there.
A lot of press.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, Mark, this was the biggest party I think she's had, and she's had big ones. But this was a birthday party. It must have been a big number blowout.
This was a huge birthday party for her. I mean,
yeah,
it was fantastic.
It was a little chilly evening, but a hell of a soiree, and it was a nice night. We saw a good view of downtown L.A.
We saw
the observatory. Clouds were out to a certain extent, which made it gave it a little bit of an
epic.
So,
Sue, on the list.
Yeah.
I look forward to her next one. We've been to about 10 parties at her place right now.
Over the course, probably close to, two. We went to New Year's Eve, so there's just two within a 5-month span.
Right.
So, yeah, if anything, at least 8.
Okay.
But one of the best. I mean, and if somebody's been to one better, I want to hear where it's been. And I'm guessing it may have been a celebrity in Malibu on the beach that had Spago cater it or something like that.
Well, like you mentioned earlier, Matt, we're also doing a great Hollywood mom celebrity gift swag bag for all the recent or upcoming Hollywood moms.
Right.
And we just got on board this really neat company. It's called Baby Banana. It's kind of cool. And the website is baby-banana.com. And you could email them at orders@baby-banana.com. And basically what this is, it's... and this is their slogan. They didn't invent the toothbrush. They just made it safer.
Wow.
So they make baby toothbrushes, teethers, or I guess binkies or...
teethers.
What else you call it?
Pacifier.
Pacifier. and it's a family company. I think they've been around for over 10 years.
Yeah. Gotta like the family companies.
Flexible silicone decreases risk of mouth injury. 100% food-grade silicone. BPA latex, and boy, this is all the scientific stuff.
A lot of that.
And this is the great thing about it. It was invented by a mom and a dental hygienist.
We hear a lot about that these days, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and it gently massages teeth and gums, easy to grasp banana handles, which is kind of cool. I've got the product right here.
Oh, show it to the camera,
Mark. There it is. It's a toothbrush that's in a banana.
Yeah.
And the packaging is really cool, too.
Yeah.
I wonder if this thing made it on the Shark Tank. Probably not, because I've seen Shark Tank from the start.
Yeah.
Safe, soft, and flexible. And I think they've sold millions.
Millions
of these things, is what they're saying, yeah.
That's a big number.
That's a lot. That's a big number.
Yeah.
But they've been around for actually more than 10 years. I think it's 15 or 20 years that they've been around. So it's baby-banana.com, and prices start at $7.95.
And
it goes
I like the
up
packaging.
To $13.95 for a three-pack.
That's the toothbrush right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really neat.
Yeah. It's a banana peel with the toothbrush in the center.
Packaging is important
nowadays. Yeah, presentation is key.
As a regular Shark Tank, watching Shark Tank,
presentation is key.
I got to tell you, here you go.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if you got something packaged right, you got it priced right, you got a cool name, and if there's a market for it.
Well, that's a lot of.
Well, I mean, nothing's going to make a success overnight.
You know,
you got to have all these components. involved there, you know. So, I mean, and this one has it all, I believe.
Yeah. Well, so, bravo. Glad that they're involved. And you know, nowadays, Mark, we've been in this industry, WowCreationsMedia.com, the celebrity gifting and branding, for such a long time. Originally, 20 years ago, it was all about the expensive sunglasses, the denim or the skincare. Now it's about the little thing. It's about small companies, startup companies, new products. It doesn't have to be a $5,000 or $500 item, a $7.99 child gift or toothbrush or pacifier, for that matter. Is what the people want nowadays.
Right.
It's all about new. It's all about interesting. It's all about off the beaten path. Don't get me wrong. A $500 pair of denim or sunglasses still kind of works. But nowadays, like I said, we've been in this business for a long time. They want something new and different.
Yeah.
Again, if it's $2.99 or $29.99. So
yeah.
Glad to have them involved. And that's what most of our events are. And, you know, speaking of our event, I guess ESPYs is the next one we're doing.
ESPYs is in July.
Yeah.
And then our next event after that is going to be the Emmys.
Yeah.
Right?
And as far as events are concerned, tonight we'll be out in the town.
Got a couple of events we're going to, right?
We were invited to a premium high-end wedding, marriage type of... It's not an expo. It's at the Sofitel.
It's a
mixer.
A wedding mixer or a bridal mixer.
Bridal mixer.
Okay.
But it's not an expo.
And
but
champagne's
it's like,
being poured.
And champagne's being poured, okay. and so forth. Something that we probably just wouldn't go to. I mean, we wouldn't make it. But
no.
We're in town.
We're in town.
We're local. We're going to be going to... We've been invited to an event at the Getty tonight. It's a reception for a photographer. Brit Week. That's right. Brit Week. For a photographer whose exhibition is going to be there. I went last year. Wonderful, wonderful evening. Also, The Bay, the online
Emmy-winning Bay.
Online Emmy-winning 3 years, I think, in a row.
I think so, yeah.
Tonight, they're hosting their pre...
Yeah, because the daytime Emmys are Sunday.
Yeah, so it's their pre-Emmy party at
Shelby.
Shelby
on Third Street.
So we're invited to that. We're invited to the event in Malibu. We've got a meeting after this, but looking forward to the Sofitel event. Looking forward to all the events, but
yeah.
Sofitel is always a nice location to go to. We've been to a couple events there.
We will bump into because we always bump into somebody we know.
That's right, and that's a great way to start. And it starts at 4 o'clock. So starting any day or event or meeting with champagne is wonderful. Where were we recently, and we were just greeted with the Farrah Fawcett event.
Oh, yeah,
a
that's
couple
right.
Weeks.
We didn't talk about that.
Was that 2 weeks ago today or three?
3 weeks
wow.
ago today, we were invited to the Farrah Fawcett
Foundation.
Cancer Foundation. They have annual fundraisers and charity events throughout the year. She's probably there. And this was hosted at Barney's, Beverly Hills, to raise awareness and raise funds. They have association with Barney's where you could you get a discount if you buy something, and the proceeds will go
20%
to the,
goes to the
foundation.
Cause.
Yeah. And so you walked in, and actually, like Matt was just saying, nothing better than when you walk into an event, as his daughter's marriage a month ago, you walk into the event, and they got champagne handing it to you, and you're right when you walk
in. It's
a
nice touch.
Champagne. It is a nice touch, you know?
And in this particular case, they had an option. It was a champagne or it was a cocktail.
Cocktail, right.
And which looked very refreshing.
Yeah, it did. And I think it might have been a tequila-based cocktail, but whatever. It looked fantastic. And then the hors d'oeuvres were passing around, you know, and then you have the celebrities that come. You know, Jacqueline Smith, who was on Charlie's Angels with Farrah Fawcett 40 years ago, she was a friend of Farrah Fawcett's to the end, and she also participates in the foundation. So she was there. The chairman of the foundation is Alana Stewart, who's known Farrah Fawcett, was best friends with her forever and ever. And so she chairs the foundation now. Who was there? Melanie Griffith was there as well. And
Diane Cannon
was there, and then George Hamilton was
and there.
There
was a couple other women, too, that we did not see. But later.
And we were there only 2 hours,
yeah.
But the 2 hours seemed like it went by very fast.
It did. It did.
You know, I mean,
it went on until 9, and I think we were there till like 8:10.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go see if I can get...
Okay. Anyhow, it was a wonderful event, and it just an FYI, today our show is being broadcast live on Facebook. This is the first for us, so if you're listening and you want to check us out in studio for the first time, tune into LA Talk Radio, the Facebook page, and check us out. Mark just stepped out for a couple moments as we are expecting an in-house or in-studio guest today, and we always like when we have in-studio guests. They're great to have, and move things along, but beautiful day in Southern California, and like we were just talking about, a wonderful list of events for us to attend to this evening, we like to try to get as many things squeezed in as possible if we can. And if you're out and about and you're at the Sofitel tonight, stop by, say hi. If you're at the Shelby for the pre-Emmy Bay party and you see us, stop by and say hi. And if you're celebrating Brit Week here in Southern California with a slew of events, however, we are only attending this evening's event at the Getty in Malibu. And if you're familiar with the Getty Museum, there's two of them. There's the big art museum, the newest one that's off the 405 freeway in Sepulveda. And then there's the other one that is on out in Malibu, the original Getty. Oh, here's our guest today. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
I'm Matt. It's a pleasure.
Hi, oh, I like
the hat.
Nice to meet you. Thank
like
you.
This is your microphone. And if we have any call-ins, we use this, but if we don't, we don't need to.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
always look at it like...
Plus, I don't want to ruin her hat. Perfect.
Yeah, I like
I
the
was
hat.
Commenting about yeah. Andrew's
you guys
hat.
Are so, like, you guys are the most well-dressed
wow.
Well,
you
in
know,
Los
and
Angeles,
we got and
we,
right? We got to do.
We went casual today with no ties. We have
yeah.
a long day. And
We've
we
got a long day today, so we just don't want to... We didn't want to, you know, nowadays, the ties are really, you rarely wear them nowadays.
Men don't know how to dress in L.A.
You
that's
know, we,
the thing.
The last time I wore a tie, I felt overdressed because, you know, and then we went to the Sue Wong party, and you, oh, we didn't wear ties.
Right.
We decided not to wear ties.
Right.
And I felt really underdressed then because I thought everybody was like in tuxedos.
It was
suits.
Cocktail, I think it was cocktail attire,
right.
Which means it's optional.
Right. But
yeah.
more people, it just seemed like more people were wearing suits and clothes and things. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Look
boy,
at that.
See, I think that's fantastic. Look at that.
And you're going to be sitting right here.
Great.
So let's see.
Okay. So we just got our in-studio guest, Andrew Lawson. Now, Andrew, I want to make sure now.
And we are live on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, yeah, hi, that. Facebook.
Yeah. Am I pronouncing your first name correct? Anzu or is it Anzu?
It's Anzu. Anzu means apricot in Japanese.
Really?
Is that right?
Yes.
So your parents named you after apricot.
Well.
I mean, it's cute. It's like being called apple or, you know.
Yeah.
Anzu, I like that.
But I like apricot. That's cute, too.
I have
but Anzu sounds better.
Yeah.
Anzu or Anzu?
It's Anzu.
Anzu.
Yeah.
Anzu.
I do stand up as well, and my opening joke is, you know, a lot of people have a hard time figuring out what nationality I am.
Okay.
Anzu in Japanese means apricot, and Lawson means my mother used to troll the Navy bases and got accidentally pregnant on purpose.
Oh, very good.
And
there
so,
you go.
This is what a one-way ticket to America looks like.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. And I was going to say, like you just said, you do stand-up
I was
also.
Going to say the same thing.
That's stand-up comedy for people who didn't get the stand-up business about it because...
I'm sitting down. I do sit-down comedy. Yeah.
Okay, so, that's good, too.
You run
it's the marvelous Mrs. Lawson.
I love it. Sit-down comedy. Well, I like that. Did you just come up with that right now?
You know, it's
broken
just,
right here in the Tastemaker Show.
There's
today,
no
kids.
Stopping us. Once we're going, we ought to take the three of
now
us.
Now, you should
the road.
See my laying down comedy.
Laying down. Oh,
wait a minute. We'll get to that in the next show.
We won't go there, but speaking of being a stand up comic and a sit down comic,
actress,
lay down comic.
Actress, writer, director,
screenwriter,
comedian.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what else? I mean,
I'm
like
an
gotta...
aunt. I'm a.
That's a big thing.
I have a shopping addiction.
Oh,
what else?
That could
see.
Be brutal.
Okay,
that could be brutal.
And expensive.
Yeah. That's a terrible addiction.
Being
that,
a
that
girl
could be worse than being
is
a drug
very
addict.
Expensive. I'm just saying. But you guys,
I got two daughters. I know that.
You know this,
yeah.
right?
And my oldest one just got married. So believe me, they're very
okay.
expensive.
Yeah, very.
So do you have? Do you sing at all?
Well, right now I'm working on this, I was doing this musical called Dear John Y. Yoko.
I was going to get to
and
that.
And that was my segue back into music because I had a record deal in Japan, came to L.A. when the record industry was changing from, you know, CDs to MP3s and everyone was like...
MP3s, wow. Yeah, well, that just sounds so old.
Yeah.
MP3. Wow.
Yeah.
So do you have a preference?
Writing,
acting, singing,
comedian.
You
comedic.
Know.
No, let me ask you first now.
Yeah.
Comedian or are you comedian? Comedian is a woman, right?
The only reason why I would spell it not the I-E-N-N-E is because it's just too long to spell.
Okay. So you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
right.
like all
comic.
Actresses.
Comic.
Just, like,
you're
just
comic.
Like all actresses are actors.
I think so, too, but a lot of them still think that they're...
Yeah.
You know, when you win that at the SAG Awards, they're winning the actor.
Yeah.
Not
when
an
oh, they don't have the act. Oh, okay.
Well, it's you get the category. It's the best. Oh, you're right. They might have one for the best actress, too, right?
They
best
do. Actress, they, okay. they just call it the actor.
They call it the actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's still the category of actress.
Actress, right, an actor.
So at the end of the day,
yes.
you're acting, whether you're male or female, you're acting. So whoever came up with actress, that's for an award, that's where you need separation.
Yeah.
But unless you're not talking about an award, you're an actor.
But then we go into the whole transgender thing and gender fluidity. Mm. So
somebody made the whole thing complicated. So that being said, seeing we're not actors or actresses, what do you consider?
Oh, yes, you are.
Real quick about the transgender thing, because the royal family is about to have the new baby at any time.
Right.
They may have even had it.
Maybe happening right now.
Or maybe happened right a couple now? Days ago. It may have happened a couple days ago. Because they're not going to announce it traditionally like they have in the past. They're going to have spent time with it and then announce it. But anyhow, I believe they mentioned it's going to be non-gender. The sex is going to be, they're calling it non-gender. Neither this, that, but they're going to say it's non-gender.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but
you can't be born that. This ain't a science fiction.
That just means you don't have to paint the nursery pink or blue. It's just white.
So, like you said, Mark, they're trying to be very non-traditional.
They're trying to be very 21st century in many different
ways.
And
I believe they're vegan.
Yeah.
So they're
it's
very
getting out of control. Over
they're
there
very
at,
progressive.
In England.
Yeah.
But now back to you, Anzu.
Yes, you're in L.A., here in Los Angeles, California.
Okay,
yes.
You're here in L.A., California. You do everything. You were just back from Chicago, where you were on Chicago Med.
Yes.
NBC.
NBC. Yes.
Okay.
I play Ashley Kim on.
Ashley Kim.
I'm in the Brian T. The Ethan Choi. The Asian
okay.
Doctor.
My
story
wife
line.
Loves the show. She watches the whole night. All three of them.
Chicago
oh, okay.
PD.
Yeah.
Chicago
Fire.
Oh, she watches them all in a row?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they get edgier as the night goes on.
I mean,
on.
She TiVos it, and she may watch it in between, but she loves it. I'm sorry to say, now I'm going to start watching it.
Yeah. Thank you.
But, yeah, for sure. absolutely.
Yeah.
When is it on? Wednesday night?
It's Wednesday night. So, Dan,
I'm sure you watched it last night, Mark.
No, I have to say this, too. I have not watched any of the Chicago.
Well, you got two more viewers
fire.
Starting
Thank
next
you.
Week.
Yeah. There's so much.
Apricot.
There's so much TV going on now with streaming, and I can't even keep up.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
So
stuff.
You just came back from filming. So is the season over, or are you jet setting?
They're bringing me back for a segment in the season finale, which will air May 22nd.
That's okay. always good to hear that they're bringing you back.
And I was like. When they said they were bringing me back, you never know. I was like, oh, they're going to kill me off. They're going to because I was such a B-I-T-C-H in the first, you know. And
okay.
I was like,
you could say that on the you could say that on the Tastemaker show.
Oh,
everything is allowed.
I don't have to spell it out.
We're like Sirius XM radio.
Yeah, it's like Howard Stern. You could say
anything you want, baby.
We're
Apricot, let it.
The first
there
episode.
You go.
You
ding 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 ding.
Following week, that's what you got to do nowadays. Nobody likes the good guy; they like the bad guy.
Yeah.
The bad guys are the meat and potatoes.
It's cool to be bad. Nobody wants the good guy.
I love bad everything. Bad girls and boys.
Now this is the big project that we. We talked about in the past the Yoko Ono show, and I guess Yoko Ono, she's going to be in the news coming back in the next year or so. There's a movie coming out about her or something. But tell us about this play. Is it a play or is it like a one-woman show or what is
this?
It?
This is a musical screenplay. There's a book for stage, and there's also a screenplay that started. You know, I started writing in 2011.
Okay.
Now, I never thought in a million years that I would ever write a story about a woman, A, that I've never met, and B, that I grew up to just like the masses not like. And blame her for bringing up the Beatles. And I mean, you know what I mean? So even me being half Asian, I grew up in a house full of musicians and I didn't know why, but I just knew that they didn't like her. So,
well, like you said, she gets the recognition of breaking up the Beatles. I'm not quite sure if that was the case, but she takes the blame for that.
Well, yes, she was made the scapegoat thanks to Paul, even though he did apologize like 2 years ago, saying she didn't really break
How
up
nice
the Beatles.
Of him.
Yeah, right? But nobody
How
cares
nice
now.
Of him.
But, you know, she's already in the Urban Dictionary as a verb for someone who breaks up bands.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Okay.
But.
Interesting.
So I didn't know. And then my dramaturge, my acting teacher, Jocelyn Jones, are like, have you ever thought about playing Yoko Ono? And, of course, you know, being the stand-up comedian that I am, I'm like, oh, the woman who broke up the Beatles. And she's like, oh, no, you're going to. So she kept assigning me all these, like, picture exercises in acting class. And next thing I knew, I started falling in love with this woman who was monster-sized all these years and hated for various different reasons. You know, it was post-Pearl Harbor back then.
Yeah.
There was a lot of anti-Japanese sentiment. I mean, even when my mom came from Japan to, like, you know, with my dad when she was pregnant with me, I mean, we had family on my dad's side that wouldn't let my mom in the house.
Wow.
So,
Yeah, things were tough back then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. And so what I discovered by learning, by researching John and Yoko's life is that there's a whole nother side to the story of her life that a lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started writing this screenplay and writing all original music, which tells a different narrative, which is all coming from Yoko's perspective. Mm-hmm. It's her telling the John and Yoko love story from her perspective.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people don't know that she had a daughter that was kidnapped at 7 on Christmas Eve.
I definitely did not know that.
So there's a whole side to her story that I am, like, I'm just
fascinated.
I'm dying to tell.
You want to share with everybody?
So this is a movie you're working on.
It originally started at a movie because in my life I've only seen a handful of musicals.
Okay.
But this was my way back into doing music because I turned my, you know, I was like, well, if the record industry isn't going to love me, then I'm not going to love it back either. And then I was forced to start writing music again because of these songs.
Okay.
So
this is a movie that you're going to produce? You're going to write it?
I wrote it and write it.
So it's already written?
Well, there's another movie being made by the same people who are doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
You mentioned
about Yoko?
They're doing a John Lennon, Yoko Ono movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That should be interesting. Well, that's a good team that put that together.
Yeah.
So that's that sounds very interesting.
So while that's happening, I'm writing a one woman show called Dear Yoko.
Okay.
And I.
When you say one woman show, is it a one woman show for theatrical or the movies or stage?
Well, I'm going to film it.
Okay, but I mean, is this something that you want to put on stage? And
it's going to be on stage.
Okay,
you guys will be there.
Okay, great.
One woman. That's a tall order. That's a lot of.
Well, there's a lot of characters. There's a lot, you know. I play my mom. I play Yoko. I play me.
It's a tall order.
I've never done a one woman show, but I'm lucky to have met my director and co-creator Jessica Lynn Johnson.
Okay.
Who has developed hundreds of one person shows.
Okay, so she knows what she's doing.
She at least there's one person in this camp that knows what they're doing.
Okay, so. Well, that's good to know.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Sometimes
you don't want too many kitchens or too many hands in the kitchen. Or what is it?
Cooks in the old days, it was cooks. Nowadays, it's chef.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, the whole gender fluid thing.
You call your chef now. So whenever you have these chefs on the show, they're always, hey, chef.
Yeah, it's not like saying doctor or your honor.
Chef.
Or, yeah, it's
or
chef.
Or like
I know.
Attorney General.
Right.
It's general.
Yeah.
You know, never saw that before, billions.
Yeah. Right.
Attorney General is always referred to as general.
Yeah. So chef, so cook. Anyhow, too many cooks.
So how far along are we in this project?
Yeah.
What are we looking at here? What kind of time before we can see light of day?
we were originally gonna debut in July.
Okay,
and then I realized, why rush the process?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's also an homage to my mother who passed away a year ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. That really kind of just
made you look at things differently?
Absolutely.
So like you said, you didn't want to rush the project. Earlier, I was going to ask you, because this other motion picture that's being made, is there an urgent need to get this out before or after theirs is released? Is it good to kind of, I don't want to say piggyback, but because of the interest and
popularity
with that,
out about it.
Might that benefit your project?
I don't know how it's all going to transpire, but
who knows, right?
I would like for them to know that there is an actress who has been working on and channeling Yoko Ono,
that's good. I know she was recently at the Disney Center about a month ago. A sold-out gala event.
I was there. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. And as soon as at the very end, I mean, they had all these amazing female artists perform two songs of Yoko Ono as an homage. LA Philharmonic got together and then Shirley Manson from Garbage came out at the end. I was like, okay, we're all gonna sing Imagine.
Oh, fantastic!
And then they had the lyrics on and we were all singing a cappella.
Was there Sean there by any chance?
Sean wasn't there. But all of a sudden, spotlight on Yoko, and of course, I mean, I'm overcome with emotion because I've fallen in love with this woman who I've yet to meet.
Right.
I will, but I've yet to meet, and I was like, oh. Tears streaming down my face. It was such a powerful moment For me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
She
that's
doesn't
cool.
know I exist yet, but.
Well like you said, yet. Time. I like when you said, yeah. yet. You didn't close it out?
Yet.
Door's still open?
No.
Door's still open?
Yeah, no, it might be.
So we got to get the word out about you, and we got to get the word out about your show in the next few months, so that way it's out there.
So July's the targeted month.
Well, we're going to, I think it's going to be August.
August. Okay.
I think, because, you know, the industry shuts down like four times a year.
And it's everyone, like.
4th of July, people are gone. You
it's
know?
Almost oh, like yeah. France. August, everything shuts down. They go to the beach.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing over here in Hollywood.
Beach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Holidays, Jewish holidays.
So that's your number one key project right now. What else you got going on?
That
you
is just my passion project.
That's your passion project.
You just finished with Chicago Med.
Chicago Med MD. Will air May 22nd.
Okay,
and then they got picked up for season 5.
Wow,
so
right?
They'll start filming that in July or August.
Is that Dick Wolf?
Yes.
Okay, so he's got. Well, this Dick Wolf's unbelievable. He's got all that Law and Order stuff. For
that's how
years.
It happens.
Now he's got the Chicago Med.
Yeah,
the
snowball starts rolling and it just starts getting bigger.
I thought it was Dick Wolf.
What's the story with the comedy? Where are we with that?
You know, I do a lot of shows at the Comedy Store.
Oh, great!
And
the Comedy Store.
Yeah,
that's a big.
I've been doing some stuff over at West Side Comedy.
Yeah, but Comedy Store. Yeah. That's like
the premium place.
The premium place to go.
I'm not a regular there.
No, you don't have to be.
I'm not a regular.
Doesn't have to be.
You know.
Comedy Store and Laugh Factory. Those are the top two anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the Ice House in Pasadena?
I have done the smaller room in the Ice House. Okay. It takes. It's a whole other job.
I wonder what room we were in.
Oh, absolutely.
I wonder what
was that the smaller room?
I don't know.
A friend of ours, Corey
Kotler,
he's like you. He does acting and everything else. He's also a comedian.
I don't know if we were in the smaller room or the big room. I didn't know they had multiple rooms.
Was it up against one long wall?
When you walk,
then you were on the other room. Yeah.
When you walk in, we were to the left.
Yeah, it's a small stage, man.
Yes. Okay.
And they had like 10 comedians. They came in, they did about a 4-minute shtick.
Yeah.
Off they went. Somebody else came on, did a 5-minute shtick. Off on nobody.
That's
about
awesome
seven or
that
them.
You went to support all the way in Pasadena.
Yeah. I live in that area.
Yeah, I live out.
So it was okay.
I live out.
But I would have went anyhow.
But we were out for a family. We went to Eagle Rock for
Casabianca. Casabianca's in Eagle Rock. It's an old school pizza joint.
Been there since the 50s. Yeah.
Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Sicilian style pizza.
So we were all there, and then just coincidentally, you know, like I said, I live in Santa Clarita.
So we were there, and it was close. So we supported him, and we had some great pizza.
We would have supported him either way, Mark, if he was far.
Corey, if you're listening to us,
we love you. We love you, Corey. Corey, you rock, baby.
So yeah.
So any dates on the horizon for any comedy anywhere in LA?
I have a Instagram on Zoo Lawson, and
speaking of which, I know as we're running out of time,
give us all your social media tags,
your website, anything you got, spit it out.
Everything.
We'll wait.
ANZULawson.com. Handle on Twitter, handle on Instagram. I mean, I'm trying to keep the brand.
Do you have anything else? Absolutely. Anything? Do you have, what are the other ones?
Snapchat?
Snapchat.
God, no.
Okay, well, neither do we.
No.
We're too old for that.
No, Snapchat. But
have you heard of TikTok?
No. Please.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, TikTok. And,
well, I guess she has.
My life is a TikTok. What the hell is a TikTok?
He mentioned it for the first time.
Funi Mate or Funi Matt. There's another social media. Do you know that?
And what do they do that the other social media
beats the hell out of us. I know. We always start the show with happy birthdays to a lot of our listeners and followers, and we have a lot of YouTube people, but today there was a TikTok star. We've never heard of TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. I thought you said it was a social media thing.
Yeah, TikTok. Social media. TikTok, It's like YouTube or Facebook.
Oh, I thought TikTok was the person.
No.
What's the spiel on TikTok?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what TikTok is.
Oh, okay.
The reason why I didn't do Snapchat is because it doesn't last.
We're doing our birthdays.
Yeah.
And you said TikTok is 16 or whatever.
I said she's the TikTok star.
Oh, TikTok star.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. How do you become a TikTok star? It hasn't even been around a week.
How about YouTube? You got a YouTube page?
It's Anzu Lawson.
Okay.
Everything's Anzu Lawson.
Everything's Anzu Lawson.
Okay. The great thing about that, too, is there's nothing common about that name. There's not going to be another Anzu Lawson, most likely.
Yeah, if I call you up and I say, hey, it's Anzu, you're going to say Anzu who?
Which Anzu? Anzu?
Yeah, right.
It's like Madonna or Cher. You could just be simply Anzu.
Yeah, I like that. I Googled it, and it's a lot of porn animation.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Well, Apricot?
Anzu. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of animation characters named Anzu. So.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Japanese animation, right?
Yeah.
That's
big
all
thing.
Popular. Yeah.
Very popular.
You know, that's always nominated for Oscars.
Yeah.
Japanese animation stuff.
So, we just shared all her social media handles and tags. Yeah. So everybody wants to kind of, do you have a website?
It's AnzuLawson.com. I'm going to keep my life has to be
actually,
simple.
Actually, I didn't ask what it was. I just said, did you have one? Okay. So, but I okay,
one.
Okay. So,
I just got on my girlfriend for not having a website. I was like,
and if any of our listeners wanted to reach you, they could go through us, or if you wanted to share your email address.
I am so stalkable. I just will let you know. You can
stalkable.
I'm stalkable.
Ah, wow. Interesting. They had a series, CBS, a couple years ago, and it was called Stalker, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just about that. The LAPD Stalker Unit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's
it's getting bigger and bigger.
If that's a true thing.
Yeah, but, I would assume it is.
Okay, so it's a Stalker Unit. And the show was about that, being stalked.
Mark, I caught the tail end last 2 minutes of Judge Judy yesterday before the CBS 5 o'clock news, and the guy that was on there being sued was a stalker.
And what about that hairstyle that Judge Judy had?
Yeah. I know, she looks like a real old woman. Anyhow,
it's her branding.
It's her branding. It makes her look older.
No one will stalk her with that hairdo.
With the new hairstyle. She changed it.
Real quick, back to your book. Dear John, did you publish this yourself?
There is a website called DearJohnYYokoMusical.com, and then there's also, for the one-woman show, there's DearYoko.com.
And did you publish this yourself?
It's not. It's unpublished. We've had two workshops.
Okay.
One at the Fringe, directed by Nell Tier, and one at the Cal State LA University in last April, directed by Steve Rothman, and so now I'm just
trying to get it all together.
Well, you were very 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 busy, Anzu. I mean,
very diversified.
Seems like you're doing stuff constantly.
Yeah.
Do you have any time that you just go out and enjoy yourself, relax and...
I'm really into this dreamscape. Have you been there? It's at Century City Mall, and it's called Dreamscape Immersion.
At the new Westfield Billion Dollar renovation?
Yes, where they have... You put on these, you go in these rooms, and it's a virtual reality thing.
I saw that. Yeah, well, last time I was there.
No, it's the best 20 minutes of your life. Huh. You need to go.
All right, Dreamscape. Okay,
yes.
Put that on the note, man. Yeah. Next time we're in Century City area, we'll go to
you need
Dreamscape.
To go, make an appointment and
right
go.
Away, huh?
It's so good.
All right, so other than Dreamscape, what else? You got dogs, you can walk dogs, or, you read books.
I have great girlfriends, and I meditate a lot.
Okay. Oh, meditation,
that's the key.
Meditation is the key.
That's
mental
key.
Note, meditation.
Chelsea does meditation, doesn't she?
Yoga, she does
yoga.
Oh,
yoga, okay.
Yeah, no meditation. She needs meditation, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is my daughter, my oldest one.
Yeah.
She does yoga, though.
Married.
Yeah. But she needs meditation.
Everybody needs meditation.
And yoga, she needs
maybe she does it, Mark. Actually, maybe she does a little bit of meditation.
Okay, I think she does.
Namaste.
Okay, so you're very busy. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing everything. This is the thing that I'm looking forward to, the Yoko Ono thing.
The DearYoko.com thing. It's coming.
Yeah, we're gonna see that thing through and look forward to being
promote the guts out of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We've got
Chicago Med
May 22nd.
Season finale May 22nd. Go to AnzuLawson.com to find out everything else you need to know about her. She's very stalkable.
I'm so stalkable.
Anything you want about this one right here, you're going to find it at her website.
I'm not on Ding Dong or Tic Tac, but I'm on Instagram.
I like a Ding Dong. I can go for that. So follow her on Instagram, follow her on Twitter, follow her on
Facebook.
And, become a friend and follow her career, see what she's doing, because this one right here, she's got a lot of stuff going on. And I think in the next 12 months, we're going to see Anzu Lawson just explode across all forms of media here in Hollywood and beyond.
Huge.
And
her
brand name will elevate.
I just hope to make people laugh and people happy and inspire other people.
I think that will happen. So anything else to say before we close out?
No, thanks for having me on your show.
Well,
thanks
for
LA
coming
Talk
by.
Andrew, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. And pass all of our listeners, all of our watchers out there, share what you've seen today. So
let's
get out. And so until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching the Harris Brothers. And we look forward to seeing you next time. In the meantime, eat something good, drink something better.
Have fun.
And life is short.
Enjoy.
Just go out there and have some fun.
And meditate.
Meditate.
Yoga.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.